Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Mark Ferguson, the General Manager of the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
As we are aware, there has been concern expressed throughout much of North America related to dry conditions. What is the situation in terms of weather at this point as we approach mid-August, and what impact is that having?
Well, for sure, in Western Canada, we've had a severe lack of rainfall. It's dry out there, and hog farms are watching the feed situation very closely, and especially the pricing on feed. It seems apparent that the total quantity produced is going to be lower. We don't know what the end quality is going to be yet, but depending on the grade, whether it ends up being feed or whether it goes into existing number one markets for food consumption, I think we're likely going to have less out there, and we're going to have a higher price. So that's definitely concerning.
Who specifically is affected the most, and why, and how would that impact differ according to stage of production or whether you're a mixed farmer, that type of thing?
Well, I think all livestock producers are going to be affected by this, whether it's cattle, you know, hogs, dairy. We all use feed. We all rely on rainfall to get our product to get enough feed. So, you know, it affects everyone. The impacts are widespread. And I think that, you know, hog guys, fortunately, we've had a good year on prices, but when we look at the forward prices and what feed prices are expected to be, it's likely we're going to be in negative margins for sure this fall. So it affects, you know, all hog producers and all livestock producers.
What action has been discussed or possibly contemplated in response to the situation?
Well, in Saskatchewan, they've made some adjustments to the agri-stability program, going to the 75% advance, so that's appreciated and maybe needed this fall as farms get into negative margin territory. So that's what's been done. You know, the drought is affecting just a large swath of Saskatchewan's agricultural economy. It affects everybody. So, you know, the impacts are widespread, and it's going to be a tough year on agriculture in Saskatchewan.
What are the possible options for sourcing feed?
Well, I would say that, you know, imported product and specifically corn is probably going to be used this year in the hog sector. I think we've already got some farms that are using some imported corn. The U.S. Seems to have a decent crop on the way, so that's probably our saving grace on this. You know, I think that the issue for hog producers is going to be, can you live with the price the feed is available for? You know, when you're importing product, you're not feeding at the lowest cost in North America anymore. Often Saskatchewan producers do have the lowest cost feed, and when you're on an import basis, you have the highest cost feed. So, you know, from a competitiveness standpoint, it's certainly not going to be good for Saskatchewan producers.
Typically, where do Saskatchewan producers source feed, and what types of feed do they source to keep these costs low?
Well, Saskatchewan producers are usually able to source feed locally. We typically have enough feed wheat and feed barley to be able to satisfy our needs. Very rarely do we import corn. This is probably going to be one of those years where that ends up happening, though.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I don't think so, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Our guest has been Mark Ferguson, the General Manager of the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.